We know that she was married to Giles Borrett, who were, he was a retired naval officer. She was an actress, and she'd come into the BBC as a, to do radio plays and that sort of thing. And I think that she must have wanted to be an announcer, because it looks like she applied for the job and then underwent one of these very strict tests that they would have done to become an announcer. And she was given the job, and you get the impression that the BBC were quite excited about having a woman announcer, and it was really bigged up in the press, and there was huge excitement about her coming in. And it all looked like it was going to be fantastic. In fact, interestingly, I just noticed in the Radio Times, ahead of her first broadcast, they said here, "We foresee panic among the horsehair armchairs, retired colonels muttering darkly over their muffins." So they imagine there might be a problem, but from the sort of the male establishment. Mm. So,
and in fact, it wasn't the retired colonels who kicked up a fuss, unfortunately.
It was women listeners who wrote in, and I've read somewhere that something like over 10,000 people complained about her.
But saying what? Do we know?
I think there was a problem, because to be an announcer was a very prestigious job. It was the voice of the BBC, as it still is today, very much. And so you'd be doing things like reading news bulletins, weather reports, the sort of fat stock shares, whatever
the cattle market news.
Cattle market news, yeah. And things like football results, those sorts of things. But very early on, the announcers became anonymous, because there was this fear that there would be a personality cult amongst announcers, because radio personalities were becoming hugely popular. So they were a kind of quite secretive and very, very grand. And I think a woman coming in and having that role was just seen as not acceptable on the air.
Well, it seems very sad, but she did go after just 3 months.
Just 3 months. She seemed to be very... There's lots of articles. She became very famous afterwards, and there are loads of interviews with her about what happened, and she was very sort of stoic about it. And I think, she did say that there were lots of women listeners that did like her, and she did go on to have a successful radio career. I mean, she kept on the radio, doing radio plays for quite a few years. My last sighting of her was, sadly, she got involved in a messy divorce, and... in about 1938, and that's the last week.
So that was the end of Mrs. Yes, Giles Borrett.
I haven't heard any more of her since then.
Right, well, if anybody knows anything about Sheila Borrett, Mrs. Giles Borrett, perhaps they could contact the programme. There might be somebody, there probably are relatives out there, you never know, do you? Now, the first female voice on radio was not an announcer. Do we know who
was? In fact, women were on the radio all the time, and 2 years before the BBC started in 1920, Dame Nellie Melba, the great Australian singer, who Melba Toast and Peach Melba named after. She did a broadcast, half an hour broadcast, I think, for Marconi, which was hugely successful. So she was the very kind of first public voice on radio.
And what about Woman's Hour? Because that didn't exist, but there was a programme called Women's Hour.
Women's Hour, that's right, in quite early on. So the BBC started at the very end of 1922, and in May 1923, they started a programme called Women's Hour. And it was, Well, very, very different from today, in that it was talks, but they covered a whole range of items. And I've just jotted a few things down here. For example, things like careers, the woman doctor, furnishing schemes for professional women by Mrs. Gordon Stables, establishing a tea room by Constance E. Miller, health and simple psychology, the child at the nursery stage. So they had sort of a range of talks and things.
Just give that to me, because I'll use that at the next ideas meeting. Some good ones there.
But, and actually, the woman organiser was a woman called Mrs. Ella Fitzgerald, but not the Ella Fitzgerald, but she said that. So there was a really popular women's programme.
Well, everybody's thinking, why haven't they played as Sheila Borrett? It's because, incredibly and very sadly, there is no archive.
There is no archive.
Nothing at all. We're sorry about that. But there were other women presenters who did sports.
They were, well, amazingly, thinking about golf today, there was a woman called Poppy Wingate who did golf commentary. She was a golfer. And a wonderful woman called Marjorie Pollard used to talk about cricket. And she was a great cricketer and also a hockey player. And they even did things like women's billiards. So there was quite a lot of women's sports. And then my favourite, there's a wonderful woman called Mrs. Olga Collett, who started doing outside commentaries in 1937.
Well, we can hear Olga Collett. This is much later. She was interviewed by a man in the 1980s, a man called John Lane.
John Lane, yes.
OK, this is 1983. Now, John hasn't done his research, and Mrs. Olga Collett is not impressed.
Now, let's go to this first broadcast on fashion, because you did the fashion rather than the racing from Ascot.
I never did anything of the sort, and you happen to put your finger on a very sore point. I refused from the start to be a woman commentator. I said, I will be a commentator or nothing. I will not describe fashions, and I never did.
Olga Collett sounds formidable.
Well, she was amazing. In fact, there's a very famous broadcast that she did in, I think, 1939. The French president was over, and there was a Royal Gala performance at Covent Garden, and the Royal Party were delayed by over half an hour, so she had to fill for more than half an hour, and she just described amazingly the scenes, and there's a little bit of it that exists in the archive. And the next morning, she was everywhere in the paper. She was a national sensation because she was just so amazing.
Yeah, having to fill for over 30 minutes. Presenters pretend that's a nightmare, but it is, of course, their ultimate dream. Kate, thank you very much. That's Kate Murphy. And by the way, women were finally allowed to be announcers on radio. When exactly?
Well, BBC, well, they during the war, they became announcers. But on Radio 4, the first newsreader wasn't until 1972.
And that was?
That was a woman called Hilda Bamber.